closing the show of shows on the Tom Tour in Detroit.
Yes, sir.
And it's the home of Dwelle. Give Dwelle a hand. He's here at MGM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I can't complain at all. All
right, this time I come to your town.
I know, right?
Last time, or last couple of three times, you've come to my town.
That's real. That's real.
And here we are, man. He was born and raised on the West Side.
Oh, we got West Siders.
We got some West Siders here. Yeah. You come from a musical family. Dwelle played piano from the age of 6, later taking up trumpet, bass, and guitar.
Sounds about right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
So you had a family, was there a family group? Like, we just had the barge up here.
No, it wasn't really a family group. Actually, just it was me and my little brother that really got into music.
Did they wake you up to play? And then
were you one of those?
No, I was waking my little brother up to
rehearse.
Me, yeah. I was that guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What songs would you sing?
Yeah. I just made my own. I did my own thing.
What was one of your living room songs? Can we hear one, man?
Oh, man. That was so long. Actually, when I started doing music, I was rapping. Y'all don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. What was your first rap song?
Oh, man. I can't remember the first rap song, but my first rap name was so embarrassing that I will not repeat it.
Yes, you got to tell
Come
us.
On, now. Come now on, you got to repeat it, man. Now you got to repeat
what
it.
What was it?
First All right, man. Well, you know, back in the day, I was bald headed. So my rap name was Bald Youngster.
Bald Youngster.
With an A at the end, not the ER.
Youngster.
Yeah.
Bald Youngster.
I had it airbrushed on everything.
That would actually be a good name, man.
I don't see anything embarrassing about the bald Youngster.
Could you imagine me bald, though?
Hey.
That was bald. Forever ago.
Yeah, we can imagine.
Yes, we can.
Look at these two. Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
they
can.
They welcome it. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you can't come from a town like this and be not be inspired right. by some of the people. Who did you listen to? Who were you inspired to?
Oh, you know, I listened to a little bit of everything. You know, of course, the Motown greats. My parents always kept the Motown music playing in the household. You know, also, you know, Donny Hathaway, Roy Ayers, a lot of jazz coming up. Freddie Hubbard, you know, Coltrane.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of that.
So, Dwelle, you were born and raised here. What was it like growing up? And do you feel that Detroit is making a comeback?
I definitely feel, I wouldn't even call it a comeback. You know, I love my city. I've been loving it, you know. And
everybody loves it too.
Yeah.
Everybody in Detroit loves it.
Yeah. I try to be the positive ambassador for the city. You know, when I travel, that's the first thing that I hear when I'm doing interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Detroit. Oh, I feel sorry for you. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Detroit is beautiful. Mm. It's been beautiful. It's still beautiful. You know, it's just that now a lot of out-of-towners are actually coming here and they're seeing that Detroit isn't as bad as everybody makes it. You know, as everybody
makes
it.
From South Carolina, you got to hear about the flag, so.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, I like the new things that are happening in Detroit. I think it's good.
There's a lot of young people in Detroit.
It is.
That are working with internet. Moguls like what? Google's here, right? Is it Google?
Is that happening now?
Who's here? Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans, definitely.
Quicken Loans is here,
yeah.
And somebody else. I was just reading an article about it, and how these young people are revitalizing downtown Detroit because they're buying property.
Yeah.
In downtown Detroit.
I would like to see more original Detroiters be part of the reemergence though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Dwelle. Well, I'm in your hometown. Have some breakfast, or have you had something already?
Yeah, I had to put my piece of bacon down, to, you know, for the photo ops, but it's good. I think it's a couple more pieces over there.
It's always great to see you, and thanks for representing Detroit.
Yeah,
such
man.
A
thank you. Thank
way.
You for having me.
We're going to get new music from you, man.
Oh, new music is coming soon. I just finished up a song with Boney James for his new album.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. So make sure you check that out.
Give it up for Dwelle.
Thank you.
And next. Here in Detroit, we're gonna wobble at the top of the hour.